Hare Krishna, I welcome all of you to Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace, Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji for enlightening us on Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.123 verse. Mataji, please take over the call. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru and Gauranga. Thank you so much for your valuable association, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Vinaya Mataji, for your warm welcome. And thank you all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis for your valuable time. So thank you all so much. Really feel utterly disqualified, to speak on Feast Chaitanya Charitamrita. But just taking up as a service, try to summarize what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to explain to Sanatana Goswami. So we'll begin. Thank you so much.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service.
Mataji,
Mataji,
your voice is very
low
for me only.
Yes, Mataji, I'll try to be a little louder. Okay, now it's okay?
Yes, Mataji, yes.
Okay, thank you. So, we are continuing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, and Chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. And today we'll start with text number 123. And then we'll see how much we'll cover, and accordingly we'll move forward. So, text 23.
Paritramattava patha japa sankirtana dhupa malya ganda maha rasada bhojana.
Translation. One should circumambulate the temple, recite various prayers, chant softly, chant congregationally, smell the incense and flower garlands offered to the deity, and eat the remnants of food offered to the deity.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Venama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamvitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskate Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Vanchakalpataruvascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, once again, I offer my respectful obeisances to each and every one of you. Please shower your blessings so that I may speak something relevant. I really bow down to each one and every one of you. One Shakalpa Tarvijascha, Kripasin Duva Yivacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah.
So we are in the section continuing with the process of devotional service that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining to Srila Sanatan Goswami. So we read quite a few verses where, you know, the 64 limbs of the process of devotional service is being described. So 64 items of sadhana bhakti that Rupa Goswami Pad is also explaining in his lecture of devotion. So that is being now told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami. We covered, I think so, quite a few. So basically these 64 items of sadhana bhakti, basically they are divided into two parts, okay? So first part is the 20 items which are of primary importance. So we have already covered that. And the next is the 44 additional items of service. So out of those 20 items of primary importance, there are first to 10 which are the activities that we should accept. And it starts with accepting a bona fide spiritual master. And 11 to 20 are the activities that we have to avoid. Right? So we have covered all those. And the rest 44 additional items of service, from there, out of 21 to 59 are the items of sadhana. That what we have to perform when we are doing our sadhana. That means when we are doing our sadhana bhakti. Right? And the last five items, that is from 60 to 64, are the most effective items. And we know that what are the last five? Sadhu Sangha, Nama Sankirtana, Bhagavata Shravana, Mathura Vas, Sri Murtir, Shraddhaya Sevana. The last five are those which are these last five are these five, that is association, chanting, Bhagavata Shravana is reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Mathura Vas is residing in a place like Mathura, Vrindavan, Navadvip, Mayapur, and Sri Murtaya means worshipping the deity. So these five are the most effective items that Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is describing. So here are the 64. We are in the section where we are reading from 21 to 59, that is the items of sadhana. And out of that 21 to 59, we have already covered 16 of them, right? Like dancing before the deity, singing before the deity, opening our minds in front of the deity. So we have already covered that. I'll not go in detail. But today we will be starting from the 17th one, that is circumambulate the temple, recite various prayers, chant softly, chant congregationally, smell the incense and flower garlands, offer to the deity, eat the remnants of food, offer to the deity. So we'll try to cover and see, we'll see how much we can do that. Okay, so first is parikrama, circumambulate the temple, right? So when we circumambulate anything, what does it mean to circumambulate? It means to go in a circle around a certain point, right? That's the literal meaning of circumambulation, to go in a circle, putting something in the center around a certain point. Right? Like a circle. So can we draw a circle without a center? No. We cannot draw a circle without the center. So when we circumambulate the temple, it means the Lord is always in the center. We acknowledge that He is the source and He is the essence of our life. And that's why whenever we go to temple, we do circumambulation, parikrama, or also known as pradakshina, right? We do that recognizing that the Supreme Lord is the focus point in our daily life. In spite, along with what we are doing, our daily chores, but still we consider that Krishna is always in the center. And that's the reason it is one of the limb of sadhana. it is one of the limb of sadhana, bhakti, that we circumambulate the temple. We do pradakshina. So as per Skanda Purana, there, this word pradakshina is divided into various syllables. The first syllable is pra. The next syllable is da. The third syllable is kshi. Kshi means K-S-I, kshi. And the last word is na. So pra, pra means it dispels sin. So when we are doing pradakshina around the temple, so what are we getting? What benefit it is providing? So from pra, it dispels the sin. Da, it bestows whatever we desire. Kshi, it causes the destructions of our karmic reactions. And na, it bestows salvation. So that is the syllable by syllable meaning of the word pradakshina. And that's what we circumambulate the temple. We have always, you know, circumambulate, we also circumambulate Tulsi Maharani, right? And when we circumambulate Tulsi Devi, what we sing? Yani kani cha papani, brahma hatyadikani cha, tani tani panashyanti pradakshina pade pade. What does it mean? That when we do pradakshina, when we circumambulate Tulsi Devi, step by step, pade pade, then what happens? It destroys whatever sins we have committed. And what to talk about, even the sin that has been committed by killing of a brahmana. Brahma hatyadikanika. Even a person who has committed a sin which is equivalent or which is equivalent of killing of a brahmana, even that sin can be destroyed when we do pradakshina of Tulsi Devi. Right? So, pradakshina, the circumambulation, is normally done in a clockwise direction. Right? Now, why it is done in a clockwise direction? Because it show, because when we are doing in a clockwise direction, the center point is to be always on our right. That is the, you know, that is the reason why we do this circumambulation always in a clockwise direction. Everything should be on the right. That's auspicious. It has to be done in the clockwise direction. Considering that Krishna is always on the right and will help us to do anything righteous in our activities. So we should always try to do pradakshina in the clockwise direction. Now there are various numbers also being described for various demigods, that how much pradakshina is to be done for a particular deity. For example, I was talking about Tulsi Maharani. When we do parikrama for Tulsi Devi, we normally do it 4 times. Right? We do it 3 times, and then when we are doing the 4th time, then we just water Tulsi Devi and come back. So that's how we do pradakshina for Tulsi Devi. For Lord Shiva, you know, whenever we go for Shiva temple, so for Shiva, the pradakshina that is being done is half. That's why it is known as Ardha Paripradakshina. We do only half. It doesn't even, we are not supposed to do the full pradakshina of in Shiva temple of Shiva Linga. Why? Because it is said that whenever we have seen a Shiva Linga, there is a point where the Abhishek water comes out, right? That is known as Gomukhi. The water passage is there, right? So the reason why we do only half, because one should not cross that Gomukhi point, that water the point where the water passage is there. Because there, the Abhishek water is coming out and it is to be considered very sacred. So we do it in a clockwise pradakshina, but when we reach us to that point, then we come back anti-clockwise and finish that parikrama. So it is only half. Similarly, for Vishnu, we can do 7. So for the temple, normally people do in odd numbers, 3, 5, 7. So that's what is being described. And the main point, the main crux of doing pradakshina is that we should not do the pradakshina in a hurry. We should always do in a mood where we are surrendering our own self to Krishna, recognizing that He is the center of our life. This is how we have to do pradakshina. So that's all I think so I have to say about circumambulation of the temple, that we should try to do it in a clockwise direction. We should try to do it, you know, with a meaningful point that, yes, we mean it when we are doing that pradakshina, and at the same time praying to the Lord, right? So moving on to the next, it is saying recite various prayers, right? So this is also one of the limb of sadhana bhakti. So for this we have to understand who is Krishna, right? So Krishna is the Supreme Lord and is described in Srimad Bhagavatam as Adhokshaja. Right? Now what is this meaning of the word Adhokshaja? The literal meaning that often Srila Prabhupada translates is Adhokshaja means he who cannot be understood by material senses, right? Or material perceptions. So that is Krishna, who is beyond everything. So, but we are here in the living material existence as living entities. So how can we understand with our limited knowledge a person, a personality who is beyond this material existence, right? It's impossible to understand. So that's the meaning of Adhokshaja. But Adhokshaja, you know, also has another meaning. In Sanskrit language, the, like, you know, like in English language, we have words from A to Z, right? The alphabet. So whatever words that we speak in English language, they are in some permutation and combination of the alphabets starting from A to Z. They lie between those alphabets, all those words. So similarly, in Sanskrit language also, the first word is A. That's why Krishna says Aksharam. I am the word syllable A. Right? In Bhagavad Gita, in 10th chapter, he says. So it starts with A and it ends with Ksha. Ksha, ksha means Akshara, Sha, that Sha. It ends with that. So anything, the permutation and combination of all these letters is Akshaja, right? Ja means appear. So any word that appears between A and Ksha with the permutation and combination of all the alphabets, that is known as Akshaja. But anything which doesn't fall in this world jugglery of permutation and combination of various alphabets between A and Ksha is Adhokshaja. Right? So it doesn't fall in that category. So that personality is Adhokshaja. Now, but how then we can understand that Adhokshaja? So Rupa Goswami Pad says a beautiful word. And what is that word? Atah Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grahyam Indriya. That by our material sense perception, we cannot understand Krishna. Right? But how then we can do it? Sevan Mukhi Hi Jivado Swayam Eva Spurati Adaha. That means only by Seva Mukhe, by jivaha ado, by doing some service with this tongue, we can understand the name, form, quality and pastimes of Sri Krishna. Right? And we, that too will be revealed. Spurati eva. it will be Swayam Eva Spuruti Ida. It will automatically be revealed. Now, what service can we do with these two, with the, these two services with the tongue is the two services, that is to chant the holy name, and the second is to honor Prasadam. So only by two things, these two things, by doing these two things, we can able to understand that adhokshana, that personality, Sri Krishna. So what does it mean, the chanting of the holy name, right, that we do with the tongue? So chanting of the holy name, when we do, like we chant, right, we do japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when we chant this Maha Mantra, we actually pray to the Divine Couple. That is a form of a prayer that we do. When we pray, when we chant, we pray to the Supreme Lord. We pray to the Divine Couple. O energy of Lord, O all attractive, O reservoir of all pleasure, Rama, please engage me into your service. So we are praying to the Supreme Lord that please engage us into His divine and loving services. So this is what the importance of prayer is, right? That we have to pray. Now, we know there are nine processes like Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So all these processes, if we see, right? The last three, that is Dasyam, Sakyam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, forget about it. We are not even on that level where we can say, oh, I can be a friend of Krishna, or I can surrender my 100% to Krishna, right? Here, at least I'm talking about my own self. So not on that level, right? And what to talk about the first five, that is Smaranam. Oh, sorry, Shravanam. Whenever it's a Bhagavatam class or whenever it is any other class, we tend to sleep, right? We get bored. So it's out of the question that always, every time, 100%, we cannot involve ourselves in Shravanam. We can hear a class a day, two classes a day, but if somebody tells a 24/7, you have to hear a lecture, it's impossible, right? Then Kirtanam, we cannot chant always. Once 16 rounds is done, at one point after chanting 16 rounds, we feel, okay, accomplished something. Though it is not 100%, but we just feel ourselves that, okay, I have accomplished, okay, 16 rounds done. But if somebody says chant 24 hours a day, or even 16 hours a day, it's a challenge, right? Sometimes it's a challenge during Ekadashi when we try to chant more, 32 rounds or more, right? So that is Kirtana. Again, it's not possible always. What to talk about Smaranam? We cannot remember Krishna 24/7, 100%. Pada Sevanam, not everybody can do it. Archanam, not that purity also. So the only thing that is left is Vandanam. So Vandana means offering prayers. So we can offer prayers to Krishna all the time, right? So that is the only thing which we feel from those nine processes that at least we can do it. And that's what Srimad Bhagavatam also establishes. The main theme across Srimad Bhagavatam of 18,000 verses spanned over 12 cantos is the theme, basic theme is Vandanam, is prayer. We say in Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with prayers. First canto, we see prayers, chapter 8, Kunti Maharani. Again, first canto, chapter 9, prayers by Bhishma Dev. Then chapter 2, we have Chatur Shloki Bhagavatam. Then canto 3, we have prayer prayers of a child in a womb, we have that. Then in canto 4, we have prayers by Dhruva Maharaj. Canto 5, and is also some prayers, I don't remember, not coming in my mind right now. Then canto 6 is prayers offered by Ajamil. Then also in Canto 6, we find prayers by Vatrasiva, right? So So we see all these prayers canto by canto coming up. So what are all these prayers? We see in Canto 7 prayers by Prahlad Maharaj. And in Canto 8, we see prayers by Gajendra, right? So when we see all these prayers are which we can relate to, right? Gajendra is praying for Narayana because he was caught by crocodile. Seen here, if we see this analogy, we all are being caught by some crocodile. And that crocodile is the material existence in which we are. There, in that pastime, why Gajendra was feeling weak? Because he was caught by an animal, crocodile, and he was in the water. And in the water, crocodile, because he is the animal of water only, so he is gaining more energy, right? And thus, it's very difficult for Gajendra to protect himself. So he's praying to Lord. So same here, this material existence is not our place. We will feel some happiness, but that will be flickering and temporary. But most of the time, we'll be suffering. You know, tat-tat vipadam. Every step we have, padam-padam tat-vipadam. Every step there is a suffering that we all feel. So it's only through prayer that we can relieve ourselves. Then we see Canto 10. We see the prayers by demigods. Demigods are also praying. To whom? To the womb of Devaki, because Krishna is about to appear. Then we have prayers by Manigriva and Nalakuvera after they being liberated. We can always relate to these prayers. Now what Manigriva and Nalakuvera, after that Damodar pastime, what are they praying? They are praying, O Krishna, please bestow us this benediction that our tongue may always be used in glorifying you. Our ears can always be used in hearing the glorification of you. Our mind can only be engaged in remembering you. And finally, our limbs, our hands, our legs can only be used in doing some or the other service for you. So this is the prayer of Manigriva and Malakuvera. Can't we relate to it? This is what all we are also aspiring for, that we want always our ears to be used in Krishna service, always hearing the glorification of Krishna, our hands always decorating Krishna's body, our mind always remembering for Krishna, our tongue always glorifying Sri Krishna. So these all are the prayers that Srila Prabhupada has given us. They are all in Sanskrit, but when we see the meaning, we can relate to those meanings, right? That's the beauty what Srila Prabhupada has given us, and that too in an English language, where we can understand well what that Sanskrit prayer means, and then we can relate ourselves, and then we can repeat those. It's not that we can have our own prayer. There is no problem of having our own prayer, making our own prayer to the Lord, because it's an intimate service. But if we repeat the words, if even the repeats of the devotees, repeat the words of the acharyas in the form of a prayer, only, you know, that can also prove a lot. So all those prayers are available to us, and we can relate to us, but it's up to us that how much we can take benefit out of it. But we are such personalities that, you know, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Durdaiva Madarshan Ihajani Nanurada. I don't have any. I know, Krishna, that you have infested all those potencies in the holy name. But I don't have that bhav. I don't have that taste so that I can chant. Similarly, all these prayers are available to us. But it's our problem that we don't feel eagerness to learn those prayers and to recite those prayers to the divine couple. It's just like all the 56 items of bhoga are there for us to eat, but it's our deficiency that our stomach doesn't have that hunger, so we don't want to eat. But the items are all available. Like, I'll just give you an example. It's one of my favorite prayers in Sri Isha Upanishad. It's a mantra 18. I'll not go with the mantra. But just hear the translation. It's such a beautiful. Oh my Lord, as powerful as fire, O omnipotent one, now I offer all my obeisances, falling on the ground at your feet. O my Lord, please lead me on the right path to reach you. And since you know all that I have done in the past, please free me from all the reactions of my past sins so that there will be no hindrance in my progress. Such a beautiful prayer. So the whole scriptures are filled up with the prayer. It's up to us how we chant. Also, there is a very potent prayer. I'll just recite the same thing, because I don't want to paraphrase it. It's by Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. Right? What he says, Dear Lord, whatever we need to be better servants for Srila Prabhupada's mission, let it happen or come to us. Whatever we need to be taken away to become pure in Srila Prabhupada's service, let it be taken away. So it's such a potent prayer, and it's very hard even to say this prayer, because we have so much attachments to our things. Because when we are praying that, O Krishna, whatever is needed to do the service of Srila Prabhupada or you, and whatever is becoming a hindrance in that service, please take it away. But you know, we are really afraid. Only a personality like Bhakti Tirth Maharaj can recite such prayers. So that's the importance of how we can wonderfully recite various prayers in our sadhana bhakti. Now, what to talk about these prayers which are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam? There are also basically songs. The whole Vaishnava song book is filled with beautiful songs which are in the form of prayers. Songs by Narottam Das Thakur, songs by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, songs by Lochan Das Thakur. So all these, there are beautiful songs, and these songs are so simple to understand, and we all can relate also to them, right? And like, seeing that prayer, you know, by Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Patita Pavana Hetu Tav Avatara Mosama Patita Prabhu Napai Beara. What Narottam Das Thakur is saying? He's saying, O Krishna, O Lord Chaitanya, you have come, you have taken this avatar, you have incarnated to liberate all these fallen souls, patita pavana souls. And the whole Tribhuvane, if you just find out, you will find no one patita than me. No, you will not find a great and fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. So these are such a beautiful prayer that, you know, even in the form of a song, that we can recite at least one song every day in front of the divine couple. This is how we can chant and we can offer prayer. Now the next limb, we'll move forward, is chant softly. Now how we know that this is the japa, and we have heard a lot about how to do japa and how, you know, slowly, softly we chant. So as I already said, that chanting itself is a prayer. When we pray. But all these various prayers that we recite from Srimad Bhagavatam or the song that sings, basically it enhances our chanting, right? It brings up the right mood for our chanting. That's why all these are important. Then chant congregationally. What's the benefit of chanting congregationally? That all those living entities, not only in the human body, but also in other bodies, when they hear this Maha Mantra, they also get benefit. That's why we chant congregationally in a sankirtan form, right? That's what sankirtan is. And congregationally here also means when we chant in association of devotees. So we know the power of chanting alone and versus the power that we get in chanting in association of devotees. When we chant in association of devotees, we focus more and we, you know, the tendency of sleeping goes away, because even if we try to sleep, the other person's chanting will wake us up, right? So this is how the benefit is there when we chant congregationally in association of devotees. Now comes the smell, the incense and the flower garland which is being offered to the deities. So why this is significant? So we know that we have a special organ which is nose, and it's one of the sense organs. Out of the 5 knowledge acquiring sense organs, this nose is one of the organs. And when we smell the incense or the flower garland or the flowers which are being offered to the deities, then this sense organ, that is nose, it comes in direct service of Krishna. Right? Smelling flowers, which is used by Krishna, is like engaging our sense directly to Krishna's service. Thus, what happens? It increases our attraction towards the all-attractive Krishna. Right? If we smell the garland, which is being offered to the deity, then what happens? Immediately, the bondage of sinful activities also becomes clear. Right? Example is being given of the 4 Kumaras. They were Brahmavadis, right? They were the impersonalists. What happened when they went to Vaikuntha Loka? Though they were being stopped by Jaya and Vijaya, but when the Supreme Lord came, the first thing was not they didn't see the Supreme Lord, but they were able to smell the fragrance of tulasi leaves that has been decorated on the Lord's lotus feet, right? So just by smell, those Brahmavadis were converted into personalists, into devotees. So that's how the beauty is, that when we smell the flower garland which is being offered by the to the deity. Now the last in this verse is eat the remnants of food offered to the deity. We all know the benefit of eating prasadam. See, the food, it carries the consciousness. Each and every grain, you know, it carries the consciousness. That's why, you know, when we are in the practice of devotional service, it is prohibited to eat outside or to eat the food which is being cooked by non-devotees. Because we don't know with what intention the person has cooked. Right, so it says right, we are what we eat. Right, so if we eat a food cooked by a person who is really angry, that anger develops in us also. Right, so that's the influence of the food. Also in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin. This is chapter 3, verse 13. I just read the translation. So those who are cooking the food for their own sense gratification, Krishna is saying that they are verily eating sin. So the food must be offered first to the Lord, and then we should honor it. See, actually, it's all matter. Whatever we are cooking is out of matter only, right? Like we buy, even if we buy some fruit, if we buy some apples, it's a matter, right? But the moment we keep in front of Krishna, offer some prayers, what does it happen? The apple remains still the apple. But now, since we have offered it, some spiritual thing happens, some spiritual transformation happens. The spirit inside enters, right? The spirit of God enters into that matter and it makes it spiritual, right? And then when we eat it, it makes a huge lot of difference. So that's why it is said, it becomes prasadam, right? So that's why it is said that one should always eat the remnants of food that is being offered by the deity or by the Mahabhagavats. We know the example of Narada Muni. He was just a boy and serving those Bhakti Vedantas. And he just took the remnants of the food that was being left by those Bhakti Vedantas. And we know how he could able to see the Lord inside him. So that's how his life got transformed. So eating the food, the remnants of food which is being offered the deity by the deity, that means eating prasadam, mahaprasadam, is one of the important limb of sadhana bhakti. No, sometimes this question being asked that we make a full tray, right, of bhoga. We offer to the deity and then it comes back. And now this food is, we know that it's prasadam. But apparently, if a third person who is not a devotee is seeing, he's seeing what difference it has been done. There is no difference. The food is as it is, right? It comes out as it is. So understand this, I'll just share one analogy that I heard. So there is a boy, and his mother cooked some laddus at home. And then gave it to a boy to give it to their neighbors, right? So imagine a mother prepared some laddu, put it in a box, give it to her son to give this to the neighboring family, right? Now, there is a third person who is standing outside. So what the third person is seeing, that one lady, she has cooked some laddu, give it to her son. Now the son is coming out, going to their neighbor's place and giving those laddus to that lady in the neighboring house. The son stays there because his friend's mother now wants to reciprocate. So what she does, she takes out those laddus and in the same box, she puts her laddu that she made at home, give it to the boy and said, you can take this and give it to your mom. Now the boy comes out with the same box and probably the same laddu inside there. Now for the third person who is watching all this, right? For him, the laddus came out from one home, went to the another, and then from another home, came and back to the one. Now, what has been transformed? It was just a reciprocation of love. That's what is being added. Otherwise, the box is the same. Maybe, probably the laddus may be the same. But what has been added is love. The reciprocation of love is there. So when we offer the full plate of bhoga to Krishna, and it comes as it is. Apparently, it looks that it is. It comes as it is, but it's been love of Krishna that is being added to it. And that's what this bhoga is transformed into prasadam. And when we eat that prasadam, our life gets transformed. So that's the beauty of eating the mahaprasad or only prasadam. So better to avoid eating outside, especially in this hotels, restaurants and all. We shouldn't eat at all. And moreover, try to avoid the food which is being cooked by non-devotees. Right? So, we still are 11:45. Okay. And I think so we'll stop here. I was thinking of covering the next also, but it might take another 15 minutes. So, we'll stop here and we'll see if are there any questions or any comments, that we can take up now. Thank you all so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Sundar Mataji, please answer my Bandhavat Pranam. Such a clear, well-structured, beautiful, beautiful class. With so much insight. And so much to learn from. Something that I really learned was about, and not known about, the Pradakshina of Lord Shiva. This is the first time I understood, thanks to you. Never heard it before. And then also about the way you explained the meaning of Adhokshaja, using the Aksharas from Artuksha. That was very, very nice, very, very clear and very nice. Thank you, Mataji. I only have one question. This is about when you were saying that, you know, everything, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, you know, all this is very difficult to be done over a prolonged period of time, because how long can we do? But then you said Vandanam you can continuously do. So that is where I have a question, because I see that it is easier to do, maybe I'm not understanding the exact message that you were trying to say. So I was under the impression that it is easier to do Shravanam or Kirtanam for a prolonged period of time over doing, you know, Vandanam, offering prayers nonstop. So can you throw some light on, you know, how or what perspective we should take this point?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Madam. And I think so. Others can just mute. Yeah, thank you. Yes, Mataji, it looks like, you know, when we are doing Shravanam, we can do a little prolonged period of time, rather praying continuously. But just see the intensity. Right? It's not just about the time I was referring to, that otherwise, you know, we can just also chant for more than 3-4 hours. But how much prayer we can do for 3-4 hours, right? But chanting itself is a prayer. That's also one point. But I was talking about the intensity. You know, when we are hearing the class, it's not that 100% we can put into the class for that total period of time. Sometimes the mind do wanders here and there, right? And similarly in other services also. But when we are doing some prayer, you know, even that prayer may be for the short period of time, but it will have a lasting effect. Right? If we sing the song wholeheartedly, one song every day, maybe it will take only 15 minutes. But if we do it sincerely, you know, first of all, it will enhance our japa. And secondly, it will have a lasting effect, because we are saying it wholeheartedly. Like I just quoted a prayer by Bhakti Teeth Maharaj. So it's just a liner, one line prayer, right? But how much deep meaning it has. So that prayer may have a lasting effect in comparison to other services, like when we do Archanam or we do Shravanam or we do Kirtanam. See, even if we are chanting 16 rounds, at least I'll talk again for myself, how many times I have been 100% into those mantras. I doubt out of 16, hardly one or two mantra maybe that I'll be 100% focused on that mantra. Rest all the mantras, you know, it becomes mechanical. But when we offer prayer, you know, though it may be for a very short time, but it will have a lasting effect. That's what I mean.
Yeah, very nice. I understand what you're saying. It makes sense. Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. And the kind of effort that you put in your classes are so wonderful, so wonderful. It's very difficult to take off the year when you speak. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Kritika Sundari Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Mataji, this you were telling about prayers, can I add some point of what I understood from
sure,
your
class? Sure, Mataji. Yeah, please, yeah. Definitely, Mataji, go ahead.
Mataji, what I understand, because 24 hours we can, because other things, Mataji was already told, it's mostly we do all the things mechanically, our sadhana, chanting, even hearing sometime, cooking time, we don't have that much of intensive, I mean that much of surrender, but when prayers things is coming, you need to have a surrender. Otherwise, the prayers never comes from our heart. If prayer comes, means without surrender, there is no prayers. And then the prayers is every minute we can surrender to Krishna. That prayers and surrender is as like a synonym. And then even though you are not doing other things, prayers, you can continue, Krishna, please protect me. Every time we can, even though Mataji was giving so many example from the Srimad Bhagavatam prayers, maybe we may not memorize all the prayers. Mataji also shared that from Isopanishad. They're beautiful prayers, Mataji. Thank you for sharing. But these prayers comes in our heart when we fully, means when we have that surrender, nature comes. That's why when we have more surrender, nature comes, easy, that we never feel bored by praying. I think, Mataji, yes. That I understand in that way, Mataji.
Thank you.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much. Yeah, what to talk about all these long songs, lengthy songs, and, you know, all those Sanskrit prayers. You know, we recently covered that verse in chapter 22 only, you know, as Anjana Gopika Mataji was saying, I reminded of. So if we see chapter Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22:33, where he says, Krishna Tomara Hainu Yadi Bale Ekabara. You know, just say once that Krishna, I'm yours. That itself is such a potent prayer. So whenever we take up our chanting, we can just say, Krishna, I'm yours. Please accept me the way I am. Right? That itself is such a beautiful prayer. But it's just as Anjana Gopika Mataji was saying, that we have to get into the habit of saying this prayer. Right?
Thank you very much. Both of you, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Very nice points about the prayers and points about the pradakshina. And the one you were telling about Shiva temple, I never heard. And I never see people doing half of it, Mataji, in the temples where I used to go. And the way you explained was so nice, Mataji. And you were talking about prasadam, the special, what taste, the same apple, apple is remaining the same, how the taste is changing. Like we see, where I came to ISKCON only by the tasting such a tasty prasadam. So the same food you can find anywhere, but it doesn't taste that taste you cannot find anywhere other than in our temples. Yeah, that's a really very nice point, Mataji. And the other thing about the prayers was prayers means like we don't need to say any Sanskrit mantra, just whatever comes from our heart we can tell. Last Saturday also Kalasudha Mataji was telling how to wake up Krishna. It's like somebody asked the question and then Mataji said like Krishna can understand any language, you know, you can just talk from your heart, then Krishna wake up. It is like that. Prayer means no need, like if you know mantras, it's okay. For my case, I don't know any mantras, Sanskrit mantras especially. Just call out Krishna from your heart, then you know Krishna will connect us. That's what I understood, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the beautiful class and very, very nice class, Mataji. I'm so fortunate to be today in the call.
Thank you so much, Vinaya, Mataji. As very truly you said that it's not that we have to say all those Sanskrit verses only and Krishna will understand that. It's good to recite. But it's not that Krishna only understands a particular language. He can understand the language of animals, insects, you know, then trees, then who are we? So Krishna knows our heart. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for adding that point.
Hare Krishna, Sundari Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Vedas Ki Jai. You explained about the Navta Bhakti and especially the Shiva story. I hear first time, Mataji. And yes, Mataji, prayers always work, Mataji. Whenever the difficulties came in our life, we should not cry. But obstacles are always like blissful to our life, Mataji. And after 20 years, my Prabhuji started Japa Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then Ram Ram, Krishna Krishna. I don't know what she is doing, Japa, but prayers, Mataji, always work. And she helps for, yes, Mataji, Prashadam, when we have to go for our husband or our kids for once in a year outside, that Prashadam is not digest, Mataji. Our tummy is hurted because that is not sattvic food, Mataji. Yes, whatever we offer to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, even now my daughter also understands that we should not eat outside food. She is studying in medical and she, one is always takes chapati sabji at home, but the younger one also now started from last 1 year to chapati sabji offering food. So this is the quality of prasadam, means whatever we offer and whatever we make, our mood, whatever we, when we cook the food, the mood is also important, Mataji. Dhanvat pranam to your seva, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Thank you very much for today's class.
Thank you so much, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Our glory is to your dedication. I'm so happy that the whole family is getting involved now. So wonderful. Our glory is to you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Kriti Dasani Mataji, very, very wonderful.
Hare Krishna, Kamadaki Mataji, Hare Krishna.
And very, very nice questions and very, very nice answers as well. Very, very wonderful. It's a nice association, best association, not nice, just the best can have.
Thank you for your association, Mataji. We are just your children following your footsteps.
There are no trace of these steps because I don't walk.
No, Mataji, Daddy. I'm following you all.
It's very wonderful. All the devotees are very wonderful. This morning class was also Chakravarti Prabhu. Very nice. It's very wonderful devotees. They are giving very, very precise guidance and how to. Precise and also easy to follow their instructions. When you meet. That's very good. Thank you. And Lord Shiva, like in the Mataji and the other Mataji said about Lord Shiva, you already half the parikrama and then come back. And what was the reason? I just found out today. Thank you very much for all.
Thank you.
Very wonderful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. The class is simply superb, Mataji. Thank you so much for this wonderful class, Mataji. I don't have any questions. It is simply nice, Mataji. So sweet.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much, Sufya, Mataji, for your dedication. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, I have one request. One devotee from Brazil, just heard from Guru Maharaj's lecture. He was attacked by some thief or something. Then he got very badly injured and then he was in the hospital, but he left his body. Guru Maharaj was telling today to pray all the devotees for his here, and then I request all the devotees all we can pray for him. He's very young, Mataji. Yeah.
Sure, Mataji. So we together can chant at least one mantra for that devotee. We can chant in unison. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare.
Sure, Anjana Gopika Mataji, we all will chant.
Hare Krishna, Kirtida Sundari
Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Prabhupada, thank you for a very wonderful class. Especially liked, Adokshaja, your explanation of Adokshaja, Pradakshina, and also the example you gave of the little boy taking the Ladus to his friend's mother. very beautiful example, very wonderful analogy to explain. I also wanted to add that it's interesting you were talking about prayers, and we're actually studying prayers in our Sunday school this week. And just wanted to say that in this studying of prayers, we came to understand that our different types of prayers, asking for something, prayers for forgiveness, prayers for thankfulness, prayers of glorification. So one of the assignments for the students this week was to actually analyze the prayers of, take whatever prayer you want from the Krishna book, whether it be prayers of Lord Brahma, prayers of Lord Krishna, prayers of Lord of Indra, Brahma, or Kunti Devi, or Bhishma Devi, and see how these different aspects of prayer are actually within that one prayer. And it reminded me a lot of when we write our Vyasa Puja offerings, that how that in itself is kind of a prayer also. How we're, you know, glorifying our Guru Maharajas, we're requesting for benedictions. So just a couple of sidebars of things that I was thinking of as you were talking about prayer. So thank you very much. Also, the production around Lord Shiva, I have not heard about coming back, but I do know that when people do production of Lord Shiva, when they come to the Sivalingam right in front, they do a, like a turnaround. How do I say that? They like twirl in front so that they're facing, and then turn back around and go around. Does that make sense? I have seen many people do that, and that was the understanding I got, because you should not face this, but what you told me is something different, so it's interesting. I'd really like to do a little more research on where you found that and stuff. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Panishri Mataji, for putting all this. You have such a beautiful insight. And as you said, yes, the prayers can be of different mood, of surrendering and of glorifying, of asking forgiveness or asking some benefits. Yeah, and you know, Srimad Bhagavatam is full of. But when we see those section of prayers, you know, maybe the mood of the devotee may be different, you know, maybe it may be classified into different kind of prayer. But we see that each and every section, it starts with the glorification. It starts with the glorification of the Supreme Lord. Only then, you know, a person may be asking for forgiveness or asking for some benefit, but it always starts with the glorification. So that's what the main point is, that we should always try to glorify the Lord and then maybe, you know, put forward our own agenda, so-called. And the second thing that you mentioned about, yes, for Lord Shiva, I really don't know about, you know, the swirling around at a certain point. And but yes, I was actually a Shiva Bhakta right before I came to Krishna consciousness in my teenager times. You know, I've been worshipping. And from that time also, I know that Lord Shiva Parikrama is Ardha Parikrama. It's never full, because we are not supposed to cross that point where that Abhishek water comes out. And it was very clear. And recently we went in North Carolina. There is a very beautiful Lord Shiva temple. We went there. It's in a mountain. It's on a Soma mountain. It's a Someshwara temple. And there also, you know, we went in a group. So a lot of people were asking, because they saw Pujari doing that parikrama. He went up to that Gomukhi point and then he came back. And then everybody was asking, and so he was also explaining the same point, that parikrama for Lord Shiva is always Ardha Parikrama, it's never full. Because it's in, he's always there worshipped in the form of a linga. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Kirtida Mataji. So this is only when Lord Shiva is in the form of a linga, right?
Because Lord Shiva is always worshipped in a linga. He's been cursed by Bhrigu Muni, right?
Yeah, but my question was more like, if he is encased within a, you know, like a sanctum, even then it is like that or no? I mean, see the lingam outside along with the Ghumukhi, and we try to do pradakshina, then Ardha Pradakshina. But if he is encased within a sanctum, if the Lord is encased, you know, within a sanctum, even then we do the same or we complete the Pradakshina? Because the Gomukhi...
I'm talking about only for the Linga, which has the Gomukhi and where the proper Abhishek is done.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Mataji.
It's only for that I'm talking about, that it's only Ardha Parikrama.
Makes sense. Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith Jasundi Mataji. Appreciate that clarification.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji. One more point I was remembering about the congregation chanting, that you are telling very nice points, Mataji. Actually, whole class was so nicely, very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you so much, Vinaya Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, is there anybody having any more questions or comments for Mataji?
Okay,
Maybe
we did it only till one. Hare Krishna?
No, Mataji, nothing. I just wanted to say maybe you should have done the next verse as well, you know, because the...
I was thinking of doing the next verse, but it was already 11:45 because I also went in a flow of explaining. But anyway, I think so next speaker can cover that.
Okay. Thank you,
Mataji. Yeah. We did only 123rd, right? So we can do 124 next time.
Thank you, Mataji. It's a very, very beautiful class, Mataji.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Very beautiful class.
Thank you, Mataji.
Okay, if there are no more questions or comments from Mataji, let us offer obeisances to Mataji and all other Vaishnavas, Vancha Kalpa Tarobhyasya, Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai, Nama Chari Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Har Krishna Sundari Mataji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank
you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.